This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program here, live Saturday edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're talking about some surprisingly good news coming out of the federal government. Normally you don't hear those words put together, but you're hearing them tonight because of these what they're calling the States Act. It has been filed this week by a bipartisan group that stands for Strengthening the 10th Amendment Entrusting States Act, meaning that if this passes in its current form, and Trump has said he supports it, then this will essentially roll back federal government enforcement of marijuana prohibition within the states who've legalized or decriminalized it, which is, if that happens, will be a huge step in the right direction.
It's federalism, and it's called the federal government for a reason. It's not intended to be an all-encompassing power. As a matter of fact, people call it a country. The United States isn't a country.
The Federation of States.
It's a Federation of States, and
which are supposed to be sort of like individual countries, almost.
That was the idea.
Yeah. So let's go back to Danny. He's still on the line with us here. By the way, toll free number if you want to join us on this 855-450-free like freedom 855-450-3733 or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Danny, you're in New Jersey. You're listening to WILM actually out of Wilmington. And you say that is it true that in your life people are actually against cannabis? Does that happen?
Well, it really does seem so. It seems like with Sessions and his
Sessions is a politician. I said in your life.
You're right. In my life. Because it seems like around here, if you get caught with even a roach or something like that, you're going to get arrested.
That's the government. And, okay. Let's exclude the government goons. We know what they're going to do. I mean the people that are in your life, your friends, your neighbors, your family members, your coworkers. How many of them are saying things that are anti-cannabis legalization? Does that actually happen to you?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, great.
I'm really going out of line here about talking about politicians, but
that's
the
fine.
The reason I say that is because basically they're the ones that really can make your life miserable.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. All the politicians those that purport to rule you were certainly send out their stooges to solve their problems or whatever it might be, and then off you sit in the pokey for
the
6 months.
Average person, if somebody at your workplace or somebody in your neighborhood doesn't like the fact that you smoke cannabis, then it's no big deal. You know, you just let the insults roll off your back, and that's the end of that. But the government has the ability to send men with guns and cages after you over this issue, and of course, that's going to be way more inconvenient.
Right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And I got a little joke for you that probably maybe you heard or not. But, you go to a bar, you go to a keg party or something like that, and this is a alcohol versus cannabis.
Sure.
Okay. So, basically, you have a chance of having the cops call you, the fights break out and all kinds of stuff. I've been there. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you go to a pop party or something like that, there, and it's going to be called probably your local pizza parlor.
Yeah.
So right there, is pretty much why I look at it.
Yeah, I can guarantee you the pizza delivery driver's already gotten blazed earlier that night. Thanks for the call tonight, Danny.
Right?
I appreciate it. Yep, he knows. It's the truth. I know you're not supposed to do it and drive, but the fact is people do that all the time and they're fine. 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733.
I didn't work long as a pizza delivery driver, so I couldn't speak to that, but I can say that
So you didn't work more than one night then?
It was a few nights. No one ever talked to me about it. But
you didn't get to know them, apparently.
No, I really didn't.
I've seen entire crew, at least one entire crew of a pizza store smoking pot out the back door.
Well, it's funny, but I can't neither confirm nor deny. But I can say, having worked in radio for 20-something years, that if you ran a drug test
at
most radio stations that I worked at, you'd have had to fire half the staff.
There was a guy who worked at the radio station where we worked in Florida, who everyone called his on-air name, his personality was Scott the Burnout.
Yeah.
So, you don't want to test that guy. toll-free number here tonight.
He's pretty serious about smoking marijuana from the looks of it.
He was. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. We've been talking about this potential change here to the federal government that Trump has announced. He is going to support that the federal government not interfere with the states who've legalized or decriminalized cannabis. Senator Warren, who is one of the bipartisan crew here that has introduced this, and her state is expected to open its adult-use cannabis market on July 1st, said, quote, outdated federal marijuana laws have perpetuated our broken criminal justice system, created barriers to research, and hindered economic development. States like Massachusetts have put a lot of work into implementing common-sense marijuana regulations, and they have the right to enforce their own marijuana policies. The federal government needs to get out of the business of outlawing marijuana. Now, can we replace the word marijuana with all substances? I mean, will that day come in our lifetime where they will, apply their same supposed principle here, right? Because this is based on the principle of states should be able to make their own decisions. Well, shouldn't they also be able to make their own decisions on psychedelic mushrooms, on LSD, on heroin, on, all these other, prohibited substances the federal government has on a list? Shouldn't that be true for everything?
Sure.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And that's where you're going to find the prohibitionists, right? Because it's almost impossible. You can unturn all kinds of rocks these days, and it's hard to find these prohibitionists out there, as that last caller
when
just identified.
When it comes to marijuana.
When it comes to marijuana. But there are people who support...
If they are out there, they tend to work for the government.
Correct.
It comes down to it. It's for their job we're talking about.
That's true.
If we've got to throw a few people in jail for my job, well, I'm willing to do that. And I'm willing to justify it in my own mind. In the course of human history, when people have benefited from something, they tend to justify it.
That's true. And now that you're seeing some of these politicians on the horizon, they can see now the money. They can see the opportunity to invest in cannabis companies. They can see the opportunity, as we've seen recently with some of these politicians in D.C., flipping sides and now joining the boards of directors of cannabis corporations after being longtime advocates for prohibition.
Yeah. Who was that?
Boner, I believe, was one of them.
Boehner.
I know. Yeah. I know. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So that's one example. Bill Weld? Former governor of Massachusetts joined one of these cannabis corporation boards recently as well. So, again, you can bring up what you want here. You want to comment? Maybe you're one of those people who thinks, well, yeah, we ought to have cannabis prohibition ended, but we can't end prohibition all those other drugs. People hurt themselves with those other drugs. They're way more dangerous. I mean, you look at heroin right up there at the level of alcohol. Doing all kinds of damage in people's lives. But is it the drug itself that does the damage, or is it the user that damages themselves for whatever reason? They have something wrong in their life, or that they perceive to be wrong, that they don't want to deal with, so they lose themselves in drug addiction.
Yeah, I'm really curious. In a world absent of drugs, obviously you can't create this, but in a world absent of drugs, wouldn't the losers be losers anyway? Just a guess. I don't know.
You can argue that, drug addiction might keep a loser for a longer time. Maybe they would be able to turn themselves around quicker if they didn't get hooked on some kind of substance. But then wouldn't they just get hooked on something else that would, take them out of the world, like people playing video games for 23 hours a day or something like that?
Something.
Right. We've heard of people who've lost their jobs, lost their girlfriends, lost all kinds of happy things in their lives because they had an addiction to video games. So let's go to John. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Good. You're on the air.
How are you?
Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, we're talking about this old cannabis CBD oil thing, right?
Sure. You can talk about that. Go ahead.
I don't know if anybody's brought this to your attention yet, but if you legalize it and you have, you say, okay, you have to have a license to sell it at a store location. You can't just be willy-nilly about this, then guess what? You can tax it.
Think of
all the revenue coming in.
It seems at this point you're stating the obvious.
Selling it on the side, you bust them.
Well, I don't think that you should be busting anybody selling it on the side, but that's what is persuasive to these politicians is the idea of taxation. That's absolutely
cops
true.
Cops don't spend much time busting stills anymore.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That said, Mark, our co-host Johnny Ray got busted with a still like a decade ago here in Keene. So it does still happen.
It does happen.
Though they didn't arrest him for it.
No.
Thank goodness. More coming up here in moments. They just took the still, probably took it home and used it for themselves.
Right.
It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They are the premier website to go to if you want to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. And the fact is, a lot of people still in the dark on this issue. I was just out at the New Hampshire Peace Action, I guess not seminar, but annual meeting that they had today for the first time ever, and there was a provision or a potential move to amend their rules to allow them to accept cryptocurrency, and that resulted in a very interesting discussion, which kind of was able to take the temperature of a room full of mostly elderly folks on their viewpoints about cryptocurrency or the lack thereof, and there was a wide range. There was one older gentleman who had himself an entire Bitcoin, as well as some of the altcoins.
Oh, wow.
And there were others. There was one guy who was critical and skeptical, and there were others who had some good questions, and others who'd heard some myths about it. And so kind of a wide range of people. But there were, I would say, of the room, of those who spoke, and there was a fair amount of them that did on the subject, most of them, at the very least, knew that cryptocurrency exists, and they certainly had heard about Bitcoin. So if you want to learn the basics, go to Bitcoin.com. They've also got the latest news headlines. If you want to get in touch with what's been happening in the world of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin specifically, you can go to news.bitcoin.com. No better site to go and kind of get started with Bitcoin.
Yeah, if you have a negative opinion of cryptocurrency, most of my experience finding people have a negative opinion of cryptocurrency, they don't know what it is.
Correct.
So,
or they've been lied to about it.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of reading would help you out. I read about things that I disagree with all the time.
Sure.
In order to find out more. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe.
So, Bitcoin.com, let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about drug prohibition, ending drug prohibition, and we're seeing maybe a pullback coming from the federal government in the world of cannabis if the new States Act that was introduced this week passes. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Patrick.
Seems to me that at the very least, it should be up to the states. And I think actually it should be totally legal, period.
Absolutely.
What you put in your body is your own business. You go down to the liquor store or whatever and buy some heroin, put it in your arm before you hit the road. 5 years in prison, you get caught driving like that. You go home and kill yourself, put them in the ground. Just through natural selection alone, the human race has become a better thing.
I think that's a true statement.
Yeah, I would feel for the families that are out there, but
the reality is
that people make poor choices all the time, and they don't always have to do with drugs, and that suicidal people are going to suicide in many cases, whether you want them to or not.
Right.
And
the reality is people are going to make poor choices whether or not prohibition exists, and all that prohibition does is it's going to make their life worse. So, you know, if you have a drug addiction and that's your only problem, well, it's certainly a personal tragedy. But if they then go ahead and put you in a prison cell while you're a drug addict, for a lot of people, that makes their lives worse off. Even though they may not be able to get the drugs while they're in jail, although frequently they can get some kind of drugs, especially
it's
in prison.
It's really not that complicated. It's really not that complicated. It's really not. It's life's pretty simple, because people complicate it.
Yeah,
that's true. Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And going back to what I'd said earlier, you really can't legislate anyone to be a winner, to be successful, to be a good parent. You can't legislate that. You can legislate, you know, don't hurt people, don't kill people, don't set people's houses on fire, like the don'ts.
Yeah,
but the do's, that's what the drug warriors really want to do, is they want to legislate the do's.
Do what I say.
Do go out there and work hard. Do be a good parent. Do, all these things, and they presume that the drugs are getting in the way. But I think the drugs, in many cases, are the symptom of the problem. And I'm sorry to say that people who make bad decisions are often going to have more kids than people who make good ones. And so therefore, you're going to have kids dealing with bad decisions. Kids have been dealing with bad parents for as long as there have been kids and parents, sorry to say. Getting over that, getting over the bad parent, whatever that might be, is just part of adulthood.
Let's go to Lisa. She's listening to WIBC as well on the FM band in Indianapolis. Hello, Lisa.
Yes, hello.
Hey there.
I'm traveling from Indy, going down to Jeffersonville, Indiana.
All right.
And I work with the homeless down there and people that come out of jail. And, yes, I think pot needs to be legalized. And it grows from the ground. Heroin, no. It is man-made. Oh. You don't know what you're getting in it. And also with spice. And we have lost people to that
Sure.
But they don't know what they're getting in it, and they die.
Yep. Well, part of the reasons that we have, we addressed bathtub gin previously. Part of the reasons that we don't know what's in a given batch of heroin is because heroin isn't legal. I mean, you know, when you buy a Kit Kat bar, approximately the amount of chocolate and a delicious wafer that you're going to get. And, you know, maybe the competitors to Kit Kat bars, whatever those are, you got some general idea. Whereas with heroin, so there's no regulation in the marketplace, there's no licensure, anything that might exist to control this stuff. It's all black market and there's no controls. That's what you get. I'm not saying that heroin in the absence of, in it being illegal or legal, would suddenly just be good for you to take. I'm sure lots and lots and lots of people would choose to abuse it.
No, but you'd have to choose to overdose if heroin were legal, because most overdoses happen these days because of that.
You could still make a mistake.
You could.
Right.
You could be so high you did it again.
Okay, there's that. But most overdoses, Mark, happen because the heroin batches are different between one and the other, and the person may not know what to expect. And anyway, go ahead, Lisa.
And also we see with the people we deal with heroin and spice, that they do have issues and they do need help and treatment with those type drugs.
And but something you also probably noticed, and tell me,
it.
Yeah, tell me if you've noticed this, though. If you force someone into treatment, they're not as likely to take, right? They're not as likely to have positive results if they're forced in versus when they're finally ready.
You can't force anybody.
Right.
No,
right.
You can't force
They got to hit their own bottom.
Treatment. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's all I had to say.
Great call, Lisa. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. Again, that's Lisa. She works with homeless regularly down there. So she's with some of the people with, you know, the toughest situations in life. And you just can't force people into treatment, which if people try to make their legalization scheme like, well, we'll decriminalize it by forcing people into treatment. We'll free up the jail space. Well, it's good to free up jail space, no doubt. But if you actually want to help somebody, you can't put them in a treatment program against their will, and that actually hurts the people who are in the program who've chosen to be there.
It hurts them a great deal. Really, if you this Narcotics Anonymous, Alcohol Anonymous, one of the first things they'll say is the only qualification for membership is a desire to stop using.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, which
Otherwise,
means
get out.
That when the judges and police and whatever mandate that people go to these programs, they're already undermining the program from the beginning because these people aren't qualified to be there. They shouldn't be in the room if they don't have a desire to stop drinking or using.
Yeah, if you're only
if you have no desire for it, you please get the F out of here. Stop eating donuts.
Yeah. If your only commitment is the fact that there's a man with a gun who's going to, you know, throw you in a cell waiting for you somewhere if you don't show up at meetings, then you don't belong there.
Yeah, it's best if you just go.
All right. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. So the federal government poised to potentially significantly roll back the prohibition on cannabis and actually respect to states' decisions, state governments, and the people of those states' decisions to end their government prohibitions on cannabis. It's a step in the right direction. Hopefully this thing's going to go through this year. If so, you may see an avalanche of states legalizing it as a result of
that. You may.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The leaders of the G7 countries have failed to heal a tariff dispute that has pushed them to the brink of a trade war as President Trump quit the summit early and warned Canada, Japan, and Europe that all deals are off. The president had come to Quebec insisting on his long-standing claim that America has been exploited for too long by existing trade arrangements, and also calling for Russia to rejoin the group, to which Canada's prime minister says he's not even remotely interested in. As for the trade dispute,
I stand ready to work closely with the president to resolve this dispute swiftly, but as I have consistently said, I will always protect Canadian workers and Canadian interests.
The president had to leave early to get ready for his summit with Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You're invited. Join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Zencash. Been a big week for Zencash. And actually, I have not checked the price. We've been so busy. We just got back from New York City late last night, Mark. I just had not even thought to go and check and see how's Zencash doing after the 51% attack that happened about a week ago. I think it was Sunday last week that as a result of that, they found some pretty severe they found some deficiencies that needed to be fixed, and they were working on that. The deficiency in this case is the deficiency of the 51% attack that affects all cryptocurrencies, but certainly the smaller ones more so than the larger ones. And Zencash is relatively new to the scene, started in 2017, but it sounds like they are really going to do what they can to solve these issues on into the future. We had a great interview with one of the founders of Zencash, Rob Viglione, earlier this week. That is up on our guest page at guest.freetalklive.com. If you wanted to check that out, if you missed that particular episode and you've heard about the mythical or not so mythical 51% attack, and you want to learn more about it, that's a great resource to do that. And then you'll learn more about what's happening with Zencash into the future. They've got some cool stuff planned. Right now, they're the number two in full secure nodes out there. They've got over 11,000 secure nodes, and it is the Ethereum crypto that has more than them. So they're beating Bitcoin in number of nodes. And, of course, the Zencash has secure nodes while Bitcoin has full nodes. And the secure nodes get paid to run their nodes. And it's one of the things we learned something about during that interview.
That much is true.
Go to Zencash.com to learn more about Zencash. They've got some of the best technology like zero-knowledge anonymity and some of the best founding ideas like voluntarism. Go to Zencash.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, it's David calling us from Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello, David.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, you're on here.
Hey, thank you. Just want to make a quick comment about this marijuana thing. I would love to see it legalized, especially here in Michigan. I don't smoke it. I probably won't smoke it even after it's legalized, but I would love to see it legalized just to put the drug cartels out of business.
It would certainly hurt them. I mean, there's no doubt that that cannabis is a huge factor when it comes to the drug cartels' profits. And if you can take that out of their hands, then, well, they'll still have other drugs that are prohibited to deal with, which is why you ought to end all drug prohibition, and then they'll have nothing that they can do illegally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But one thing, I've seen an article, I think it was in the Colorado thing they were talking about, where drug cartels are opening up dispensaries in Colorado now.
A drug cartel that opens a dispensary is just a business. I mean, you know, at some point or another, the mafia went straight in New York, right? And then they just ran the garbage company. I mean, you know, it's only organized crime when they're committing crime. Otherwise, it's just an organization.
Yeah.
Good point.
It seems like there should be some kind of regulation that only U.S. citizens can open dispensaries. You know?
Well, why would you want to restrict the freedom of other people to open up a business in the United States?
Because if they're not citizens of America, if they're here illegally, you know.
Well, what does it mean to be a citizen of America?
Well, if they're opening up their own business, at least they're not stealing your job.
What does it mean to be a citizen of America? What's that mean?
To be a sworn citizen.
Are you a sworn citizen?
To be a person that the United States government claims is a serf.
I want to hear from David. Did you swear to be a citizen?
No, I didn't. I was born into it. I'm a naturalized citizen or a sworn citizen. How's that?
Okay. But what does it actually mean to be a citizen? If you are one, can you define it?
Well, I'm just saying you're part. You belong to the country, more or less. You know,
you belong.
You certainly do.
You're not an outsider. I mean, it's like me. If I go to France, can I just open up a store and start selling drugs there too?
I don't know the answer as to what you can
do.
Do
you want to be
France.
Like France?
But you know, we should not attempt to emulate less free places. We should try to emulate more free places.
Yeah. So if you go and look it up,
I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that if we have legalized marijuana dispensaries here in America. Mm-hmm. It should be run by Americans, at least, not illegal people that are here illegal.
What if you can't get the Americans to do it? It's darn difficult to get them to do some jobs.
Yeah.
Even like going out into the fields and actually picking cannabis or whatever.
Right. Well, one of the reasons that you've seen produce prices go up here in the United States is because Americans won't pick produce.
No, so here's what I understand, David, is if you can see the benefit in legalizing or ending prohibition on a plant, well, shouldn't you also be able to see the benefit in ending the prohibition of people?
Yeah, but I would rather see it owned and operated by people in America and the money stay in America.
That's nice. So then what you can do is you can only buy your cannabis from people who are born in America. But otherwise, you're talking about prohibiting people from seeking freedom. You're talking about prohibiting people from coming here. I mean, you support prohibition? Because that's what you're talking about.
I'm saying they can come here legally. But not an illegal immigrant that comes here illegally that breaks our laws to come into our country and then
your laws
and sell the drugs and then send the money.
You know what I think about your laws?
Let me ask you this: would you generally consider politicians to be liars and thieves?
Oh God, yes.
Then why in the world do you want foreign people to obey the scribblings of liars and thieves?
Well, because
in this case, the thieves are working on your side. Come on. Seriously, well, governments around the world, whether it's this one or the rest of them, are corrupt. And the idea that you're going to just say that this government, which claims the fruit of your labor here, should somehow give you preference, it doesn't make particularly a lot of sense.
Well, he has to obey them, Mark, so should everyone else.
People should be able to free people can cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. That's the end of the story. If you want a free country, you need to figure out a solution that does not include restricting movement. I got a solution for you. Here's your solution. You stop welfare. I say stop it across the board, but at the very least, you know, make people that come to this country sign a piece of paper that says if they use welfare, they're going to go to prison for 5 years. Secondly, if you want to come to this country and work, that's awesome. You won't be able to vote. Period. End of story. You're going to get a second-class form of citizenship that does not include voting. How's that sound to you?
Well, if that's where the law is, I mean, we have to...
I don't care what the law says. The law used to say that white people could own black people. The law sucks, okay?
No.
Yes, it did. The law said that. That's the best example I can come up with. Would you like me to find other bad laws from history?
Oh, wait a minute. The law said that white people can own black people?
They did.
You seriously didn't know that?
Census of 1860 showed there is 3,800 black families that own black slaves.
That's absolutely true. I believe that
the law allowed people to own people.
Specifically in Alabama, I believe that black people were basically disallowed from being free. So there's different states had different rules. There's absolutely true that black people own black people, and the first slave owner in this country was a black person. But it doesn't change the fact that black people, by and large, were owned in the 1860s, and that white people, by and large, were the owners of those people.
Right. Well,
that's really not the point. The point is that liars and thieves write crap on paper, and we're not going to pretend like that's okay, are we, David?
Yeah, probably not.
There you go.
Thanks for the call.
Speaking of liars and thieves, so I got another example for you.
Liars and
thieves. The FDA. Let's look at the FDA.
Yeah.
The FDA is there to supposedly protect us. The FDA regulates tobacco now. You can still buy tobacco. Do you realize how many seconds are there in a year? About 500,000, okay?
I'll take your word for it, okay?
Yeah, it is. 365 days a year times 24 times
60, yep,
about a little over 500,000. How many deaths a year do you think there are due to tobacco?
In America or the world?
This is just in America.
Yeah. They're not there to protect you, as you've already pointed out. The FDA is there to protect established corporations through its regulations that prohibit competition from innovators and upstarts. And those innovators and upstarts could include immigrants here as well. Thank you for the call tonight, David. But the government gets in the way of progress. The government gets in the way of freedom. The government destroys your freedom. And if you let them destroy other people's freedom, if you think, oh, well, it'll only target immigrants, I'll just do what I'm told. You're part of the problem. There's more coming up here, 855, 450-FREE, because they are going to target you, and they are targeting you. They're taking what you've earned for yourself and your family. Don't get jealous of anybody else that's able to avoid that. Those people are heroes. They should be celebrated. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Discord, by the way. Discord on air call in line room is available to you to call in and sound like you're almost like you're sitting here in the studio with Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight. Our Discord is available to you at discord.lrn.fm. That's the website you can go to. You can also get their app and hook up that way. It's a chat service with voice chat and text chat rooms of different topics. One of them specifically for Free Talk Live, others for like cryptocurrency or gaming or different other, you know, things people might want to discuss. And it's free to use. And as you mentioned earlier, Mark, there frequently are as many as 80 to 100 people on the server, and they're there before, during, and after Free Talk Live. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, you can bring up what you want. Let's go to, I believe we've got Michael in New Mexico. Michael, where are you calling from in New Mexico?
I'm calling from Alamogordo, New Mexico, in the
Excellent.
South.
Excellent. You are on the air with Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I take offense to the fact of legalizing any cannabis or any type of marijuana.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. We've been looking for you for years.
Let me tell you that, yes, I would agree to it for medical use only, but it needs to be regulated very, very strongly against
why?
The recreational use.
Okay,
because
why?
It's a gateway drug. That how do you think people that get started with this opium, the heroin, and epidemic that we've got going on, except by zoning out by the use recreationally of pot? They can't deal with society, so they go to pot, and that isn't enough.
Yeah, man.
So they go
that may very well be
drugs.
The case. It may very well be the case that they can't deal with society and that they, you know, try different methods to get there. But, you know, as I said earlier, losers are going to be losers, whether stuff is illegal or absent or whatever. You know, there's going to be some drug in the future that we've never heard about that losers are going to use. And
but, Mark, maybe just put them in prison.
Yeah, prison will fix it, right? Do you think that prison's a good solution for this?
But the problem is,
he just picked up on script there.
Like that
hold on.
Like
I have
the last caller that wouldn't use marijuana if it was legalized. We are going to be driving down the road. We are going to be plagued with it. With people
this guy
that
believes
out on the drugs.
You currently are driving down the road with people who are drunk on alcohol, and they're far more dangerous. Their study's been done.
But Mark, it's illegal to drink and drive.
But
clearly, people don't do it.
Why legalize?
You're not introducing
it.
Newsflash. You're not introducing marijuana. Marijuana has already introduced in your communities.
I guarantee you, on your roads in Alamogordo right now are
stoned
drivers. Multiple. I don't know how many of them are, but there's probably more than you might imagine because, hey, I got news for you. When they prohibit things, people do it anyway. So legalizing cannabis isn't going to make your roads more dangerous in any way, shape, or form.
Of course it is.
It's just in your fantasy.
It to be done freely. And the other
it's not allowed in any state to drive under the influence of narcotic substances.
Yeah, and one of the really cool things about it is there aren't bars for marijuana, whereas the zoning committees out there have made it so that bars are far from people's houses. Back in the day, you used to be able to walk to them and that kind of thing. They'd be one in every neighborhood. Now you've got to drive to them, which make it so that people have to, you know, when they drink too much, they have to drive home, or they feel like they have to. They shouldn't. Marijuana, the vast majority of the people are smoking in their own homes, so they're not going to be on the roads anyway.
But, Michael, you never answered Mark's question earlier, and I'll make sure you get a chance to hear it. Maybe you didn't hear Mark ask the question. Mark, your question was about prison and jail. And you had asked Michael, and tell me if I'm wrong about this. I'm recapping here. Michael, do you think jail and prison actually helps drug addicts?
No, it doesn't. You know what would be the help? Take any they confiscate tons and tons of marijuana.
Yeah.
They know where their marijuana is. They can't confiscate
it.
No,
they don't.
Turn it over to the military, CW. Chemical warfare people, let them treat it. Put it out on the street. The first use of it, people get deathly ill. The second use, if they do it, it's terminal.
Wow. You are insane, sir. So you
they did this to alcohol back in the Prohibition era. You know that failed too, right?
I know that failed. We've still got that problem.
You want to murder?
Here's what I think. Here's what I think.
Anybody
who advocates for this, anybody who participates in this, should be put on trial for murder. That's what I think.
You mean what he just said?
Yeah, what he said.
What are you murdering? You're not murdering.
Yes, sir. If you poison people,
that's good for our society.
If you poison people without their knowledge, sir, that is murder. That is attempted and successful murder.
They would be knowledgeable. They would know that if
I don't care if you tell them. You're mad.
Wow,
you're absolutely
insane.
Mad.
Okay. Well, you know, I asked for a prohibitionist to call in here tonight, and we got a real live prohibitionist here, Michael. Is there any more brilliant words that you would like to share, brilliant concepts that you'd like to share with our audience about how you want to exterminate human life, those people who smoke cannabis?
Cannabis is something that should be maintained as illegal. It is not a good thing for our society. It does not do anything positive. It just coats it makes the rich people richer. And that's it. And it'll make those that are smoking it that are potheads and negative parts of our society.
What if I could show you, since you said, you know, it doesn't do anything positive, what if I could show you people who are in your neighborhood, people who are in your town, who are very successful individuals, who are successful, you know, businessmen, doctors, other people who smoke cannabis and have smoked cannabis for years of their lives and have been very, very successful. Would you believe it?
I believe that, yes, they've hidden that. They obviously have some serious mental issues that they need to be treated for, because they don't belong in a society, a sane, sober society. Obviously.
Where do you live? We have a sane, sober society?
Do you also want to bring back alcohol prohibition?
Do you want to know something?
Yes.
My daughter started with cannabis and was, a year and a half ago, was a fatality to heroin and fentanyl.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And
explains...
there is the proof. The people that
not proof.
Look
it's
at the statistics of those dying from heroin and fentanyl, and
find
there
that they smoked
is
cigarettes
the
first.
End result of cannabis legalization.
That You'll is find false. That they smoked cigarettes before they smoked marijuana.
What percentage of people
who legal?
What percentage of people who smoke marijuana do you think go on to use heroin?
Probably 100%.
You
or they stay on it and they're just
a madman. You have no idea. Have you? I mean, I just can't even believe that you believe that. Are you for real?
I've worked with people. I've tried to give people the incentive to work, and they've become these potheads that
losers
have no
losers.
Ambition.
Look, I'm not claiming I'm not claiming that drug addicts are good people. Losers are losers, but the losers are going to be losers whether you make whether you poison the marijuana crops or not.
So I've got a radio show here, Michael.
Why should we foster that by legalizing it?
You're not fostering anything. You're stopping putting people in a prison cell.
Dude. You could look at the statistics of that's come out of Colorado. You could look at Portugal. You could look at places around the world, around America, and you can see that things are not getting worse as a result of marijuana.
Thank you for the call tonight. Okay. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Wow! 100% of marijuana users will go on to use heroin, according to this.
The man's in pain. His daughter died from heroin.
That's tough, man.
It's tough.
That's tough.
It's a tough world. And
Stop blaming the drugs.
But
stop blaming the other users who are responsible.
Well, it's
your
it's,
daughter was irresponsible and she killed herself.
No, it wasn't just that. Remember, the federal government makes this illegal, and she probably couldn't figure out dosage.
That could be a factor.
You
sure.
know, and she could very well likely be alive today with a drug problem that could be treated, as opposed to with a death problem that cannot be.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, and to advocate for the death through the poisoning of plants, of the cannabis plant, and for the death of its users? Man, I got to say, that's maybe the sickest thing I've ever heard a prohibitionist say here on Free Talk Live.
He's in a lot of pain.
Yeah, that's no excuse.
Well,
you don't get to lash out and hurt other people just because somebody in your family did something that hurts you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I'm sorry that happened to you, dude, but to blame an inanimate object for the choices of a human being is to move the onus of responsibility, and it's not fair. It's not fair. Cannabis is a plant that grows naturally. Animals eat it naturally, and so do humans. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.